And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. If you have any questions throughout the show or anytime, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I'm gonna take the entirety of the U.S. population and I'm gonna split it into two big groups. Now you might be thinking, yeah, real estate investor versus not real estate investor. No, not quite. However, one of those groups is going to hear me say a keyword pretty soon here and think, well, this just does not apply to me right now. But it does, and it will. And if I were you, I would heed some of what you're going to hear today as a warning. But I am speaking to both groups today. And for some of you, this will be coming in hindsight. And if you find that today's topic resonates with you, the good news is you can still take action. You can still do something to improve your situation. Now, who am I talking to? Group one, first big group, those are the retirees, those who have retired. Retirees. Now the 20-year-old, the 30-year-old may think, doesn't apply to me. That's way in the future, but it will. And it does, because you are in the second group. That's everybody else. So we've got the retirees and we've got everybody else, and you haven't retired. And what we're going to do, we're going to look at the five things that people most regret when they retire. So if you have retired and you have one or maybe more of these regrets, perhaps we can help right the ship, right? Get things back on course. If you're in your 20s and 30s, maybe 40s or 50s, what can you do now so that you don't have those same regrets? And when I think about retirement, I'm gonna break retirement down into, this is my thinking, three fundamental options, all right, when it comes to retirement. Number one, and this is what most people do, save money. I'm going to save enough money to where I can retire and live off of those savings until I die, right? Yeah, savings, that bank account, CDs, that sort of thing. I do count a 401k and IRAs as savings accounts. They're retirement savings. They call them that. Glorified savings accounts. Did you know that 8 in 10 workers over 45, so not retired, still working, regret not having taken retirement saving seriously, having addressed this sooner? But saving is the focus. So that's option. That's fundamental option number one. I'm going to save my way to retirement. Option number two, I'm going to create, forget about saving, I'm going to create income streams that continue to come in every month and every year, even after I retire. So rather than a pot of money, I've got money just flowing, right? It's a movement. It's coming in. Again, no matter what I do. Option three, well, I'm just not going to retire. I'm just going to keep working until I die. And I looked back, I found an older report. Millennials, younger generation, younger than I am, I'm Gen X, about 1 in 8 at the time expected to keep working till they were at death's doorstep. That's over 12%. It does not sound like a good option to me. So of those three options, we're going to discard that one. It's either saving or it's creating income streams. And of course, you can have a blend of those. That's fine. Let's just forget about that working till we die thing. And most people understand what savings means, that putting money into the bank, you know, and buying those CDs that are going to pay me at the end of 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, whatever. And again, putting money into that 401k or IRA or similar, right? Similar type retirement savings plans. We get that. What are income streams? Well, business owners, any business owner there out there listening right now, you get this one. It's building a business that creates cash flow every month. And you see car washes out there. You see franchisees with restaurants. They put in a lot of work, by the way. All manner of businesses. And they can be, like with those franchisees, very hands-on to get to that income stream. Or Other side of the coin, it can also be very much hands-off. And I personally, I like the latter. I prefer not having to be handling all this stuff to create that income stream. And that is exactly what we do with residential rental real estate. We create income streams, but more specifically, we create passive income streams. And you need to stick with me here because we'll use this to remedy some of your retirement regrets when we get to that part of the show. If you're already in the retiree group, if you're not, take this stuff to heart. Invest in residential rental real estate. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, what we seek out are single-family rental properties, houses, and apartments, multifamily. That's it. Residential. Not commercial, not land, not mobile home parks, stuff like that. It is residential, I suppose. We stay away from those. More sticks and bricks type focus, but residential. Everybody has to have a roof over their head. And because of that, and there are a lot of renters out there, they're happy to pay us every month. And that real estate then pays us back every month. You know, one house, one single family rental house, in the current market with mortgage rates where they are and whatnot, may cash flow anywhere between $200 and $600 every month. This is monthly, into my pocket. If you're doing what we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited, so you go out and you buy one house, let's take the average, it brings in $400 per month. You figure out how easy it is to do that, let's do it again. Now we've doubled to $800. You buy a third, you're at $1,200. Before you know it, you've got $4,000 a month, passive income coming in, $8,000. Keep going, if you like. When I went to the very first two-day financial freedom seminar, way back in 2012, I did this back in March of 2012, I experienced a paradigm shift, meaning I learned a new model, because I grew up just like you with that conventional wisdom thinking that says I have to save my way to retirement, that $1 million as it was back then, 2.2 now, maybe higher. But I sat through the two-day. In fact, Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he came up and taught the two-day, and it opened my eyes. In fact, on that very first day, we got into that model shift, that paradigm shift, that new model, which says create income streams rather than save. You need to learn this. And Dell, by the way, he will be here March 8th and 9th in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth if you're new to the show. He'll be coming up to the offices in Las Colinas to teach the two-day there. If you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can also text the keyword radio to 88007 to learn more about that two-day. But it was eye-opening for me because, like I said, I grew up just like you. Went to college, got those grades so that I could get that good job, and worked for a couple of decades. Fortunately, I stopped at two. I gave up that bad habit because I created those income streams. Now, for those that have this regret, because you are already retired and you realize now, looking backwards, oh man, I did not save enough. You know what according to this survey by Transamerica Center, the median household savings among retirees, and this is household, and this excludes home equity, it's just $71,000 per their most recent 2024 survey. It's not a lot. Are you going to stretch that out for the next couple of decades if you live that long? I don't know. Now, with home equity on top of that, they've got about, this is a median as well, so middle point. Median is the middle point, not the average. Median home equity among retirees is about $114,000. It's important to understand these numbers, and you should know what your numbers are, because you can use those, whether it's the savings or the home equity or some other assets you have. Whether you're 65 or older, you can take action. Now, in fact, I get a lot of emails. I got an email recently from a gentleman in California that is, I think, 65 plus, 69 or so. And that's okay. You can still get involved. It's never too late to start. So if you have a median savings of $71,000, hopefully you're above that middle point, right? You can leverage that. In fact, if you go to the two-day, Dell's going to tell you, if you have less than $50,000, start with single-family houses. If you have $70,000 or more, get started in apartments. What do you do if you're in the middle there? Well, you might need to adjust, maybe figure out a way to go up or start tapping those houses. In fact, if you need a test case, go buy a single family house. And you ask me, you say, Andy, won't that eat up my entire $71,000 in one go? Not if you're doing it right. Not if you're doing it right. In fact, I'm looking at an email I got from a realtor here, Lifestyles Realty team member here in the Dallas area. This looks like it was mid-January. It's here in Dallas, in the Dallas Metro, Dallas, Fort Worth. estimated out of pocket to get it to buy this house, get it renovated because we look for a distressed property, drive up the market value, estimated out of pocket, $26,000. So can you do two of those? Yeah. Estimated cash flow per month, about $250,000, $260,000. More importantly, return on equity capture. I'm creating. We haven't talked about this. We've talked about this on prior shows, but I'm creating equity through the process of adding value back to that house to the tune of almost $40,000. So invested $26,000, got an additional $40,000 on top. That's 144% return. That's important because then I can take this house in a year and a day, get to those long-term capital gains, sell it, maybe wait 2 years if you like it, 3 years, that's up to you. Tap into that equity and redeploy it. It's very easy to do. When you figure out this process on one house, two houses, it's eye-opening as well. That, too, is a paradigm shift. Oh, I really can do this. Things I've been listening to on the radio for years, now that I've finally taken action, I can do this. So if you are retired already and you don't think you have enough savings, you can build that now. You can increase that. You may need to use some of that or some of that home equity. And that's where coming to a group like Lifestyles Unlimited is extremely helpful because you talk to people that have been in your situation and have figured a way out and have taken action and found capital here and there where, oh, didn't even think about that. But you can't sit on the couch, you can't sit on the sidelines and wonder and ponder. It does take a step and a step after that and getting out and talking with people. Now, five regrets. We've got four more. We're going to take those on the back side of the break for the second half of the show. I think the big one is this not saving enough. Retirees, you're there. Either you did or you didn't. Either you have that common fear, I'm not going to outlast my money, or you don't. Maybe you saved enough. What about those that are not yet retired? Heed this message. Saving is not going to get you there. Households right now, average or median, is 71K. Take a look at your portfolio now. Where do you sit? Project that forward. And most 401k plans have a modeler thing you can put your numbers in. When I worked, I had that too. Well, you got to put this much aside, and here's where you'll be at retirement age, 67, whatever that is for you. Take a look at that now. See, is it realistic? And if it's not, and it probably isn't, come back to me and let's get those passive income streams started. Next four regrets, last four regrets when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking today about the five biggest regrets that retirees have. They've crossed that finish line that we're all striving towards, most of us anyhow, and now they have regrets. How can that be? You've made it. You've attained the holy grail. You're retired. Well, as we heard in the prior segment, the prior half, first half of the show, well, a lot of people feel they haven't saved enough. In fact, they haven't. If you read any stats out there, you'll realize that, no, 71K, that's not going to do it for you. So what are they doing? Well, there's another source they lean on. We'll get to that in a minute. But speaking of regrets, I got to tell you now, because I regret not bringing this up a couple of shows ago. I had an interview. I interviewed Nicole, and Nicole and her husband, Keith, they bought their very first multifamily property here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro in North Dallas. And she told us all about that. You can get that show if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the podcast link there, the podcast tab. And we were talking, she and I were talking off air, and I asked her, you know, have we done, because we do multifamily road trips every month out of the Irving office. We do those down in Central Texas, in Houston, and other markets as well. And I asked her, you know, have we, did I miss this tour? Did we go to your property? And she said, even better than the monthly road trip, her property was featured last year at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo on the bus tour. And the bus tour is what it sounds like. Investors or potential investors get on a bus, multiple buses, and you cruise out to a multifamily property that's somewhere in the progression, just having been bought, going through renovations, maybe stabilized, various parts thereof. And you look at that thing, you hear the numbers. Nicole, she took everyone through that property, gave the numbers so people could see the vision, see where they're at now. Then you get back on the bus and you go to the next one. You see another apartment. Maybe it's bigger, maybe it's smaller, maybe it's further along on that stabilization plan, business plan, etc. And then you get in the bus and you go to the next one. And you really see what apartments can do for you. So if you are retired and you think apartments is the way you want to go, you've got the capital to do that. The bus tour at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo is a great way to go. And I don't want you to have any regrets, because guess what? This year's expo is going to be coming up real soon. It's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be May 7th through the 10th. And it's again here in Irving, Texas, in Las Colinas, nestled right between Dallas and Fort Worth. Easy to get to. DFW Airport, Love Field, whatever. Make a road trip in your car. Do the RV thing like I love to do. But get here May 7th through the 10th. Get on the bus tour, because you'll see just what our lead investors, the apartment syndicators, are doing. Some independent rental owners sometimes as well. Right? They just bought the apartment on their own. Learn what we do and how we really create wealth and create that passive income, because it's that passive income that's going to replace this whole notion of I didn't save enough. Whether you're retired now or somewhere along your path, your career in that direction, this is something you need to dive into. So again, that's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo plus the bus tour May 7th through the 10th. You can learn more if you text the keyword EXPO to 88007. And here's a bonus for you. If you use the promo code radio, that gives you $100 off whichever pass you elect to take. Again, that's EXPO to 88007, keyword radio, for that discount. Now, we didn't save enough. That regret, okay, we've beat that one. What's the next one? What's our next regret that we have as retirees? I, by the way, am retired. I retired from corporate America at 47. Did that a number of years ago. I don't have any of these regrets. I'm going to tell you that now. Maybe one. You know what it was? I didn't do it sooner. I could have done it sooner, and I didn't. But you know what your next big regret is out there if you are retired the formal, conventional way? I tapped into Social Security too soon, right? That's the common advice out there, is wait as long as you can to do that, right? So that you maximize your Social Security benefits. My advice to you, don't even think about it. Don't even plan on Social Security. It's a common fear. If you talk to younger generations, it is a common fear that Social Security won't even be there. I'm 30, 35, I'm saving my way to retirement because I don't think that third leg of the retirement stool is even going to be there when I get there. Common fear. I think a legitimate fear, personally. Even if you do get there and you plan on retirement, it's interesting. This underlying study, by the way, let me see if I can find this stat. It says nearly 6 in 10 retirees retired sooner than planned. I plan to work to my retirement age. Bam, something happens. What happens? Health gets in the way. Sickness is a big part of that. Job loss. You get laid off sooner than you expected and can't find a new job. Right? Market isn't supporting that. Other things happen. So what do you do if you're in that realm where you can? You tap into the Social Security. And again, the common advice is, well, draw that out as long as you can. But clearly, a lot of people can't, because something happens. If you do retire at 62, the common age, the median age, by the way, is 63. If you take that retirement, though, at 62 right now, 2025 benefits, you'll receive $2,831 per month. Okay. If you retire at your full retirement age, and it varies, mine would have been 67 and 2 months, I believe. If you're in a later generation than I am, it's probably older. If you're older than I am, it's probably younger, right? It's a sliding scale at the moment. But if you do take those benefits at full retirement age, you get $4,018 a month, okay? If you can do what everybody tells you you should do, keep working till you're 70. Yeah, start taking benefits at 70, $5,108 a month. You know what's unique and common to each of those numbers? I can attain each and every one of those numbers easily, and have, by creating passive income streams. I've done this, did this years ago, and I'm well below my retirement age. Thousands of members at Lifestyles Unlimited have done the same. So if you're not yet retired, if you're in that other group, I would encourage you to put a plan into place to do the same. don't rely on that third leg of the retirement stool, because I fear someone's going to pull that out from under you. Now, if it's still there when I can claim it in however many years that is ahead of me, sure, I'll take it. Send it my way, I guess, but it's not in my plans. It's not in my financial plan. It never was, and it shouldn't be in yours. If you are retired and you find that it is not sufficient, you took it too soon, and that's one of your regrets, great. You've got it coming in. That can help you, by the way, when you go out and buy a single family house that is treated as income. If you plan on buying a wreck of a house like we like to buy, a distressed property, and you're going to fix it up, you're going to buy it with hard money, easy enough. Sounds hard money, but it's easy. You're going to fix up the house, and at some point when you're done with the repairs, maybe you've got at least you're going to do a refinance to get out of that hard money bridge loan. And ideally, you refinance into a Fannie Mae-backed loan, a conventional loan. Those are the best mortgage rates you're going to get. And that income that you're receiving from your Social Security retirement does count. So I do know some older retirees that when they hit that point, in my sphere of investors, they were able to do more now because of that income. But don't rely on that. Don't rely on that. By the way, if it's not enough income, we have other loan products out there in the market that you can lean on as well. Number three, third regret is retiring with too much debt. And in this article, it starts by saying that nearly half of retirees said that debt was a stumbling block. This is before retirement, a stumbling block that prevented them from saving for retirement. Again, we've got the wrong model there. We've got the wrong paradigm because we're focused on saving. If these same people had said, and they've got, what they're talking about here is consumer debt, what we'll identify as bad debt. In fact, I looked back at my personal financial statement. I was curious, how much debt did I have when I retired? It was right at about $2 million in debt. So if I had that same model in my head, that same paradigm that I grew up with, I'd have been freaking out. There's no way I can retire. But that was good debt. That was debt that is serviced, still there. Reduced some, I suppose, but it's serviced by my income-producing assets. It's secured by those houses that I've invested, that I've bought, that I've invested in. That's good debt because it creates that passive income for me. It's not the consumer debt. That's the bad debt, and that's what they're talking about here. I'm reading between the lines, but again, nearly half of retirees said that debt, because they're having to make these payments every month, was the stumbling block that prevented them from saving. And in fact, once they did retire, 7 out of 10, 70%, reported carrying outstanding credit card debt. Now, if you have consumer debt, and we talk about this as well at Lifestyles Unlimited because it is part of the equation. If your debt to income doesn't work to do what we talk about buying houses, we have to fix that. If your credit score is too low to get financing, we have to fix that. And we help you. We talk about ways to fix these things, things to think about, action items, steps you can take, things you can do. But what you'll realize when you buy one single family house that's cash flowing $200 to $600 a month, you can take some of that passive income and point it towards that debt, and it pays down faster. Wash, rinse, and repeat. Buy that second house. Bam. Now you're paying down that debt twice as fast. I saw this happen in my personal life. We did have debt. We had student loan debt, for example. And with that passive income, bam, 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 able to pay it down very, very quickly. Especially for those of you that are not yet retired and are still working. Because at some point, if you continue down the progression like we talk about, you've created enough passive income that it meets and exceeds your monthly household expenses, and then you go beyond that to where it meets and exceeds your income. Well, guess what? You now have doubled your income. Can't you pay that stuff down a heck of a lot faster? You sure can. In fact, by then, it's probably wiped clean. Yeah, you've got a couple million in secured debt, but that's good debt. If debt is this big nebulous monster in your head, you this may be a paradigm shift for you as well, learning to differentiate between the good and the bad, because there is good debt as well as bad. But that's a third regret. The third regret is I had too much debt, and I understand that, because if you're living off of a household retirement savings of $71,000 and you have credit card debt to pay down, and there are other debts, some retirees still have student loan debt in some cases, that could be a problem. I get that. What's the fourth? Let me flip the article here. What's the fourth regret? The timing. Now, I told you a minute ago, I have a little regret there, because I could have done it sooner than 47, but I was working and I was enjoying that double income, right? Could have done it sooner. But for retirees here, the common regret is the timing, not in that sense, but rather I should have worked longer because I don't have enough in savings, because I didn't wait to take that Social Security benefit. Therefore, I'm getting $2,800 rather than $5,000. So timing, about a third of retirees regret not working longer. But it's not because they love the work. That's not what's going on here. Now, I talk with Lifestyles members that are financially free, what we call real estate retired. And they continue to work because they love what they do. There's a difference there. I liked what I did too, until I didn't. And then I left. And when you create that passive income to where you're financially free, you have that flexibility as well. But these retirees that retired too soon and didn't have the savings and don't have the Social Security, I wish I had waited longer. Right? And I'll add on top of that, because about half of the population does have a 401k account, beyond that, we have IRAs and TSPs and everything else going on out there. You have to think about something if you're relying wholly on those retirement savings accounts. Where are they invested? In the markets. What can the markets do all of a sudden? Yeah, they've been doing great lately. Well, what happens if they turn on a dime and drop like a lead weight right when you retire? Uh-oh, that 4% withdrawal rate that I was planning on now needs to be 2%. That's called sequence of returns risk. It's a real thing. And the big problem now is when something drops 50%, you've now got to make a 100% return to get back to where you were. That's a problem, because you're living off of that money as well. So the regret they're talking about here is just the timing with respect to, I should have worked longer, I should have saved more, I should have waited on my Social Security benefits. But I'm going to add to that this notion of sequence of returns risk, because you can't plan for that. You don't know. I don't know. We don't know what the market's going to do tomorrow. We don't know what black swan event may come down the pike, like COVID or whatever else in the world, to cause everything to have the bottom drop out, and you retired yesterday. Congratulations. Now, if you're not reliant on that 401k or those funds in the market, sequence of returns risk goes away. If you're not reliant on that pile of cash, that goes away because you have income streams that come in no matter what you're doing. If the market drops out of the stock market, the bond market, the bottom rather, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Timing, regret's not an issue. Now, if you've already retired, there's not much we can do there with respect to the timing, but you can take action now. And for those that are working, boy, wouldn't you like to retire sooner than later? Not to be like the millennials, 12% of millennials that say, I'm just going to work till I die. Oof, I don't like the sound of that. But that's regret number four, is just when I chose to pull the trigger. What's the last regret? No transition planning. I don't know, I woke up one day and I said, I'm going to retire. I didn't think about what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, I think most people think about this long and hard, but apparently a lot of people have regrets in this space, not preparing emotionally, because boy, for many of you that have been working 40, 50 years in a career, that is your identity. What do you do now? That's gone. They're having problems with that. I'll tell you, for the investors I know that have transitioned mentally away from that career, even if they're still working, and into the real estate investing space, they have found a huge community. Nicole, in the interview with her, we talked about community. You know, she mentioned you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And when you get into a community like Lifestyles Unlimited, you make friends. You do things together. You don't worry so much about the emotional side of retirement, because you have that connection. So transition planning, I don't know, it's just kind of part and parcel with what we do as investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, for those of you that are retired and you share one or more of these regrets, is it too late? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. If you've got any assets, you can tap into those and start to build that passive income. By the way, we make money five ways on our houses. Cash flow, that's that passive income. I mentioned equity capture earlier. That can be a really big number. You can more than double your equity position very quickly. And as the mortgage gets paid down over time, you have equity buildup, there's appreciation, and we have huge tax advantages. So you can really grow that wealth, reinvest that wealth, create more cash flow, grow more wealth, create more cash flow on top of that. And so it goes. For those that are years away from retirement yet, what should you do? I would tell you to heed these regrets that you've heard today and take steps to avoid them. You don't want to get to the finish line like so many other people have and look back and, what did I do? Have those regrets. So start working now on that passive income. If you're in your 20s, go out and buy one rental house. See how it goes. Realize how easy it is and do another one. By the time you're 30, you've got 5 or 6, maybe 10. Do another 10 or so. Transition into apartments. Continue to grow. Start working on that passive income now. And guess what? Retirement does not have to be decades or even years away. You can retire in 5 years or less. If you take that paradigm shift that we talked about earlier, shift your mentality and get on the path to creating passive income, all the things we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited. I thank you for tuning in today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.